It's the anniversary today of the premiere in 1955 of one of the definitive movies about the adolescent experience, Nicholas Ray's Rebel Without a Cause. The film made James Dean a star, a cult figure, and the avatar of every teenager questing for an authentic identity, which is to say, every teenager. The story, as critics have frequently pointed out, is part Romeo and Juliet, part coming-of-age allegory, part sociological study of troubled youth. The film appeared at a time in America when teenagers were no longer being seen in public as the cheerful tap dancers of the Andy Hardy movies. Rather, sociologists and psychologists were scrambling to explain what was regarded as an increasingly rebellious, alarmingly alienated, violent, and sexualized generation of young people who, because of permissiveness, affluence, and media like films, comic books, and the beginnings of rock and roll, were drifting away from the traditional, sheltering restraints of the family. Indeed, the inspiration for Rebel Without a Cause was drawn from a case study of a violent teenager. In The Wild One, that other famous rebel movie from the 50s, which appeared the year before Rebel Without a Cause, Marlon Brando's biker character is asked, "What are you rebelling against?" And he replies, "What have you got?" But Rebel Without a Cause is less open-ended, despite its title. Jim Stark, the protagonist and new and ultimately good kid in town, is goaded into first a knife fight and later into the now archetypal chickie run in Stolen Cars by a gang of kids whom he both admires and wants to join and at the same time rejects. He's looking for direction in his life, and he can't locate it in his stereotypically nagging mother and carping grandmother, and he certainly can't find it in his father, played by Jim Backus of Mr. Magoo fame, who is reduced to wearing lace-trimmed aprons around the house, a heavy-handed sign of his empty-handed authority. So Jim looks to his new friends, Judy and Plato, who both have their own deep troubles at home, and the three start a new family together. As we know, this is exactly what teenagers do. The film really gets that right, and with it, that aching need to belong, to be forgiven mistakes, to be honestly and patiently guided, to be loved and accepted despite awkwardness and uncertainty. That, of course, is the cause.